Hey, this is Brian. We did not get into this during the show, but on Saturday, May 9th, we are planning to do a live stream. It'll start around 12 noon Eastern time, and we'll run until it ends. We are currently planning on what to present during the live stream, but it'll roughly follow our Toy Fair live stream structure, except there's no Toy Fair. We'll be recording podcasts for you, the listener, but just having general fun. Please join us. It'll be, again, Saturday, May 9th at 12 Eastern time. We're still planning out what we want to have on the stream and if we want to have any guests, but if there's something that you want to hear or somebody that you want on, reach out. Contact at tfradio.net or tweet at us at tfradio on Twitter. Enjoy the show. Hey, note one thing, my audio quality is a little different than normal. That's because I am on a headset in a remote location. It's the upstairs office, but I needed some additional space to work with because of an unboxing we were doing. We'll be back in the regular office next week.
This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 671. I am Brian Kilby. With me this week, we have Chris.
Hi.
Who's on the Ark, apparently. The Teletran 1 behind him.
Huh. How about that?
He got the Skype update that lets you have the Zoom-like features. Like right before the show started.
Yeah, it was a scramble, let's say, to decide on and then find a suitable background image to get as a field test on.
So obviously, if you're listening to this in like 2030, just as a time check, this is a couple months into the novel coronavirus outbreak, COVID-19, and what is it, SARS-CoV-2, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. So everybody is living telecommuting and living Vita telecommunication lifestyle right now. And all these companies that do telecommunication services are trying to one-up each other. Now Skype is trying to install these Zoom-like features. And I saw today, I didn't even realize that Google had brought back Hangouts as a business tool called Meet. So I want to try that. So. Not as in like meat, as in like protein, but as in
just the fact that they brought back Hangouts in response to this is,
I don't know,
really telling.
You know, honestly, it's very likely that it's been around for a while, just nobody cared. So
same difference.
Yeah. So Matt's also here, who is not on the Ark. Don is here. He's playing. He's hanging out with Chicken Boo. What's the matter with you?
He's dead. Like, I killed him. That's why. And I sold his carcass because chicken brings a lot of money now.
Okay, that's an interesting place you went. So what would Don, where would Don be if Don could be somewhere like Chris is? I'm saying he would be at the Grand Ole Opry.
No.
If I had access to Don's computer.
Don would be on the set of Hee Haw.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I may have watched Hee Haw when I was young, but I have grown since then.
I like Hee Haw now. I love Buck Owens. Diecast, where would you be?
I don't know, but I did want to comment on something you said, but I forgot now already.
Okay, good. If you remember, you can come on back. Rob, I don't think, have I heard you even since we've been on? Are you there?
I am there, if you can actually hear me.
I can. Yeah. I have heard from you. That's right. Sorry. It just,
okay.
Yeah. Since everybody is telecommuting now, I was on a call today. A meeting, and I've been working from home for a year and a half, so this is nothing new to me, but one of my coworkers was talking for 2 minutes on mute, trying to run a meeting, and he had no idea. So we were just sitting there in silence for the longest time.
Oh, that's kind of memories of superhero time when Paladin would go through like half the show with his microphone muted and nobody would notice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good times.
And I don't know if John's here or not, but John is at the very least hanging out listening. He's here.
I'm here in the background.
In the background.
Silently.
John is our resident Vortalon. He's always here.
Is that
a
black hole joke, Don?
No.
Babylon 5.
Oh, okay. Not a black hole joke.
Black hole is no joke, Brian.
Or original Battlestar Galactica.
It's a very good movie.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. It's a good movie. Cool. Do you guys mind if I just get this out of the way?
Go ahead.
Well, it depends what.
I'm not going to do what we got this week, but I do want to thank Hasbro for giving us BotBots. I'm going to show it on video here.
Eventually.
So they're right there. I just hit my microphone, which means I hit my face, and I love how Matt just almost rolled his eyes there. It's kind of funny. So let me go bring this up. Here, BotBots. Thank you. I have not opened this. I've opened it to peek into it, but I've not opened it. I have no idea other than Series 5 really what's in here. So thank you, Hasbro, for sending this out. And I'll say if I have any duplicates, because I've already picked up some Series 5, what we'll do is we'll do a giveaway. Let's open this up. We're supposed to save the unboxing for video. And I just dropped a card here that has FTC guidelines that I have to look at. Please read before posting. Read our FTC guidelines. I've read that before. So yes, Hasbro gave this to us.
I think we've satisfied our disclosure obligation.
This is free product, not paid.
And boy, that box is really screwing with the auto exposure on your camera.
Yep. So, this will probably all fall.
Oh,
out.
Nice.
This all.
Probably, oh, cool.
Yes. Oh, it's a training kit.
Yes. So we're gonna look at that. So. I'm looking at this in reverse. So, of course, you have your five packs. This one, is this the? It's the cardio clique. Is there a whoopee cushion in the cardio clique? I didn't realize that.
Well, it's coming from another team.
Ah, that would make
you know sense. How the you know how those multi packs work. There's like two in the five packs that are from the name team, and then everybody else is transplanted Brand. From the other.
Oh, this is what I was looking forward to because I have not found these. I'm super stoked about this. It's the hibachi eats.
Mm.
Awesome. So it's like the sushi and stuff.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I'm excited.
Are we at Series 5 and we still don't have a basketball?
Yeah.
That's
the party favors. I'm actually excited.
Come on, Hasbro. Please do a basketball in Series 6.
Diecast, what you should start doing is at every toy fair asking for a BotBots basketball.
Yeah,
have a toy fair.
Yeah.
This is the frequent flyers. And what else do we have? Oh, more stuff. The Los Deliciosos. I need to go through and figure out what I already have and what I don't. And like I said,
why is there a two on top of the package?
What?
Is it a five?
It looks like a two.
Five. What I'm sending to you, my video coming back to you is reversed.
Oh, okay.
Because no, you're straight on from what I'm seeing.
Yeah, really? We can read your cabinets behind you.
Yeah, and it doesn't say Stob Top on the box, so it can't
Stob
be backwards.
Stob Top. Yes. So this is Series 4. This is this isn't the claw machine. This is
Is that like the gumball machine one?
Yes, gumball machine, that's what that is. Series 4, and so the claw machine, I believe, is right here.
Oh,
but it's not really a claw machine, but it's a fun fake claw machine. It's a nice gimmick. It's a fun machine.
And remember, in the future, we can look forward to one of those things that's shaped like a toilet.
Yes. So I will say, it doesn't look like this is like sometimes they'll send like the whole series. Not the case this time, which I'm fine with that. What is this?
It may have only been Series 1 where they sent the entire assortment to us. I think subsequently it's been basically sampler packs.
So this is a BotBots water bottle.
Oh, neat.
So I'm actually pretty happy with that. I'm definitely keeping that. That's going nowhere. It's not leaving me. So that's awesome. What else is in here? A exercise.
Face mask.
Oh, this is so perfect. They know us. They know Transformers fans and me. This is a exercise band, I have no idea whatsoever if it's even branded BotBots, but it's an exercise band. Admittedly, nice. this kind of exercise, I do have like a half a ton of cast iron weights in the basement, plus like a leg press and a bench press and stuff. So like I have weight equipment, but
that's to help you train to transform BotBots.
Yes, this is true, and also a jump. It's like from Dollar Tree. This is the BotBots Gold Rush training kit. I love this. This was funny. That's great. So, yeah, I'll be honest with you. This is going to my three-year-old. The three-year-old's getting the jump rope. I have jump rope. This is a little short too for me. Small.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's awesome. Thank you, Hasbro.
So that I think this is the first one of these boxes where they have not sent the case of the single packs.
You're right. Are there I guess there are Series 5 single packs.
I assume there are.
I actually,
off the top of my head, cannot say 100% for sure that there are single packs in Series 5.
I'm pretty sure I saw Series 4. That's the blue ones, right?
I believe so, yes.
I'm pretty sure I saw Series 4 single packs, but...
What's the bubble color on Series 5?
Yellow. Yellow-green.
I don't know if I've seen that. I'm sure the Discord folks will update us on that, because probably one or more of them have paid slightly more attention than I have in the past few months.
So I will admit that I have to get... now this means... I was holding out, full disclosure, on finding the Hibachi Heat toys, because I was hoping Hasbro was sending those, so I'm going to have to find the rest of them, because I'm super excited about those. So I probably need to read this. The Olympics may have been postponed. That's why this was delayed. Because we were supposed to get this like in January. But the BotBots are here to help you bring home the fun. With their exciting and outrageous Gold Rush games, Transformers BotBots are competing to see which tribe is the most mischievous. Winners are awarded one of the shiny gold trophy bots from the Winter Circle tribe. But before they can compete, they have a lot of training to do to get ready for the events to come. So I can share this never-before-seen stop-motion video, which I haven't done. The link is case-sensitive. I'll put that, if you want to type that in. It's go.hasb.ro/botbots in capital letters. You can see it yourself. It'll be made available widely on YouTube in mid-May, but I can share it first. So I probably just broke a term and condition right there. But yeah, thank you, Hasbro. That's awesome. Much appreciated. I'm genuinely stoked about the water bottle. I know I've got enough water bottles, but this one says BotBots on it. I didn't have that. Cool. Okay. Is there anything that we wanted to talk about before we get into what we got this week?
Well, you've done literally zero, like, opening show plugs.
Oh, yeah. I need to actually look at the show notes, don't I?
It helps. It occasionally helps to look at the show notes. Yes, we have sometimes in the past flown completely without show notes, and I think we survived.
Yeah.
I don't know if we came out of it with the same level of audience that we had when we went in, but, you know, the show goes on.
Who knows? I'm winging it. I'm in a different location right now. Just wanted to change things up, and I'm not on my nice big screen. I'm on a 13-inch laptop right now, which makes
it challenging.
And yet
it's still somehow 4K.
It's a 4K 13-inch laptop.
Thank you, Dell.
And it's the Series 10 i7, so it's pretty fast. So it's fast enough. Hey, Toy Detectives, if you want to help out, soft sell, patreon.com/TFRadio. If you want to help out and be a part of it, great. If not, hey, times are tough right now. Once all this passes, we will start hitting that harder. But we've gained patrons. We are a net gain of 3 or 4 over the last couple weeks. So thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
I'd also like to just go ahead and plug our Discord at tfradio.net/Discord, where Spider Bob has posted a very interesting Photoshop of Diecast.
Oh, my word. I need to copy the link to that, and I'm going to put that on our video right now.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up, because I was hoping you'd be able to share that with our YouTube audience.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, yeah, that made the movie even worse.
I don't even know what movie that is.
Goldmember, I think.
Goldfinger?
The third Austin Powers movie, I think.
The second Austin Powers movie?
No, that's the third.
Yeah, the second's The Spy Who Shagged Me. I'm sad that I knew that.
So full disclosure, I've not actually watched an Austin Powers movie.
The first one was good.
The first one was funny.
I quite enjoy the first one.
Yeah.
Well, fair enough.
Yeah, there's no reason for another Austin Powers movie to exist, but the first one is good.
And that explains why
the second one's good too.
Well, diecast and movie opinions. Like we know where this road leads.
Yeah.
Revenge of the Fallen every time.
TFRadio.net/Discord. It's wonderful. If you're chatting along, you found Brian's stash of Hammerbites dad jokes. Oh, there's more than one stash. One of the toys that I got this week, and we'll get into it, is Hammerbite. And I love that it has an articulated jaw. So I gave it that smile from the dog in the meme who the husky or whatever it is. It's laughing at the horrible dad joke. So I'm posting one every day at 9:05 a.m. Eastern time. They're queued up and ready to go. I have it. If you like them, great. I have at least a month's worth ready to fire.
Oh.
Yeah.
But why 9:05 a.m. Eastern specifically?
That's because our social media platform, that's one of the predefined time frames on it. So.
Okay.
When I set it up like 2 years ago, it went and scanned like everybody's when people are on, and that was one of the times that it predefined as a. It's a boring answer, but it's the reason. Yeah.
Okay.
So the dad jokes. I'm a dad now, so I do the dad jokes, and now my Hammerbite does one dad joke a day. Yeah. Today's was why can't you hear the pterodactyl when it goes to the bathroom? Because the pee is silent.
I wish my pee was silent.
Yeah, me too. It's not. Cool. No. Okay. Discord. TFRadio.net/live if you're watching. If you don't watch live, we love our chat. It's awesome. The Discord is great because we can chat all week. But one of the original ideas behind the Discord was we have people watching on Twitch. We have people watching on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Periscope/Twitter. And like you'd have people commenting, especially on Twitch, never getting a response because we don't look at the chat. So like, hey, if we can all chat in one place, that's great. We used to have a unified chat years ago. But it was like a iffy service, so we
dumped it.
It was kind of terrible, to be honest, yeah. So we dumped it in favor of just using the YouTube chat. So we're trying to wean people off the YouTube chat, but we still have the people there. A lot of them are in both, but Discord is free, and you can go to tfradio.net/live, has the video embedded right there, and you can just click into the Discord and chat through the browser. You can sign up right then and there. It's easy. So tfradio.net/live. Chris, what did you get this week?
Ah, well, Matt, you might want to mute yourself real quick, because I have C-cons again.
Are those the last two?
Yes. Yes, I have Tentakill and I have Overbite. And in my opinion, they saved the best color schemes for last. Showing up on the...
Yeah, you are bleeding into your background, so maybe...
Yeah, I'm going to turn that off for the time being.
The Tentakill looks great.
Yeah.
The colors on Overbiter, just amazing.
Yes. Let's see. Where do I turn that off? There it is. Okay, I'm back.
Yeah,
okay.
I do quite like the way that Tentakill looks.
I actually like Overbite's colors better than Tentakill's, but like both of them have fantastic colors.
So have you combined them all yet?
No, I haven't. I got these at like 4 o'clock this afternoon.
So because I'm not observant and I don't even remember looking at photos that display this, or even if it does, how do they do the Target Master gimmick?
You know how the Power of the Primes combiner hands, they got the socket on the back of them that had the little square gun things? Combiner plugs fit in that socket space.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
And that's how you make it theoretically hold one of the Target Master modes.
Have we seen pictures where people have been doing this? Do the joints hold up to allow for that?
It's a crapshoot.
Okay.
Brickinator on Twitter showed that you can do kind of like the turret mode, like you could with the G1 C-cons, just splaying out one of the combiner hands as the stand for it.
So, as far as like conventionally or traditionally, what is it, C-wing that's usually used as the gun?
Not a lighter.
Okay.
So that would be,
Scalar and C-wing are the arms.
That'd be Lob Claw in this instance would be the Target Master by default. Lob Claw is Nautilator, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm pretty decent with the Master Force names, not so much with the G1 names. Okay, so I will talk about Overbite first, because that's the simplest one. Overbite is basically just reskinned Ripper Snapper. Like, all the parts, like all the C-con parts are different. It's a different fish head, different back legs, but like it's got the same kind of claws over the hands and everything. It's very much the same experience in hand as Ripper Snapper. The fish head tabs onto the back a little bit differently. There's more hinges involved. This is not like with golf where you tab that on, you immediately get stress marks on important parts. Like this fits and works and is comfortable.
Good.
Yeah. The joint tolerances are a little bit looser than I would like. Like there's one knee that can be a little bit tighter. The elbows are not the tightest either. Like in terms of joint tolerances, Overbite might be the worst overall, but it's not terrible. It's just not quite as good as I had hoped it would be.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
Diecast?
Yes.
Do you have Unicron yet?
Which one?
The okay. Important one.
I have a couple Unicrons, yes.
Okay. Hashtag C-cons
before. C-cons before Unicron, yeah. Overbite's Sea Monster mode is decent. Again, like, you know, if you're familiar with Ripper Snapper, it's basically the same experience. You have to pose it a little bit awkwardly to get it to balance because the center of gravity is kind of all over the place. But, I mean, it's pretty good. I was not expecting too much out of that besides just, like, beautiful colors, and that's exactly what I got out of it. Mm. Also, the weapon, big rifle that I like a lot. Nice color on that. And it comes with the other half of the big sword blade. So Golf came with the first half of this. Neither one of them can hold these as a sword because there's the little projections down behind the handle, so it can't actually like go down really appreciably into the hand. It's just barely hanging in there. And I will combine the sword before I finish talking about this, but first I want to talk about Tentakill, because Tentakill is kind of amazing for what they've actually done here. So I studied this a little bit when I first opened this and determined that there are a few parts that are shared between this and like Moonracer, for instance, that family of molds. So the common parts are the backpack, the back half of the torso, the combiner plug, of course, as part of that, the thigh socket, so like the actual little cup pieces at the top of the hips, those are shared, and the waist and pelvis pieces. All of that stuff is the same as what you would find on Moonracer, Firestar, Greenlight and Lancer. Like all of those have those same parts together. Everything else on it is 100% new. So I would say it's like 90% new parts, and then they just had one or like I guess it's two runners of specific parts that they kept because it still works with the engineering and it doesn't make any sense to change them. It doesn't like add any different details. So like, yes, in one sense this is a car up on its end skinned like a squid. On the other hand, though, it's, you know, it's an entirely new thing. It's goofy looking as all hell, but I'm really impressed with the re-engineering of this, got out of the same skeleton. And while I say it's goofy as all hell, like, it's completely accurate to what the G1 toy looks like, too. Like, that looked equally cartoony goofy. But, I mean, it's not to say that some stuff might not be done better. Like, you know, you got the squid arm flaps that just kind of hang out here. With the robot arms making two more that are kind of out in front. Those tab sort of in this orientation, but like not strongly. It's more like, let's call it a suggestion on where they should go. They kind of stay in place, but you can get them pulled off of there really easily. And then the legs for this mode fit over the mushroom pegs that the wheels on the Moonracer mold family would use, which I think is a really creative way to utilize the existing hardware. Transformations, I think, even easier on this than on those female Autobot cars. I'm not going to actually do it right now because the one problem with it is, especially with the head or the robot feet, the way the tabs kind of fit together can be a little bit tight in one direction or the other. Like, it needed to be able to wiggle a little bit more clearance, and there's a little more snapping to it than I like. I don't think it's going to break. It's just a little bit unnerving with, you know, the toy being brand new in your hands. And then what Tentakill came with was... pulling it apart to transform it. What Tentakill came with was these... two little guns, which I think are also a cool design, and another one of these curved blades, which is for the combined sword. So with all of the parts together, so here's Turtler's sword, This is the curved blade from C-Wing, I think. Kind of losing track at this point. And Gulf's half sword blade. So those half sword blades just snap onto the end of Turtler's sword. This is a little bit tricky to get right because when you put one of those blades on, it kind of wants to go over the halfway point on there. And you have to push it back to get them both to snap on. But once they're on there, they're really secure like that. And then the curved blades just kind of peg onto the side. And that's King Poseidon's sword. Trident sword thing.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Unfortunately, the first time I put it together, Tentacle's blade part here, the socket cracked all the way through.
Ooh.
Yeah, so... And the thing is, it cracked through the thick part of it, not like it's a hexagon shape inside. You would expect it to crack at one of the thinner points, but no, it cracked through one of the thick walls. It still holds onto the peg really snugly, and the crack does not look like it's getting any bigger, so I think it'll be fine. It's just kind of unfortunate that that happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tentakill of this wave was by far what I was more interested in handling because I wanted to see how, in practice, this massive retool, re-engineering effort from the Moonracer mold family worked. And, like, this is kind of amazing to me, honestly. The colors are great, especially when you look from the back. Like, you can see more how the colors lay out for the robot, too. Like, it's really nice, vibrant, late G1 Decepticon colors. Overbites are better, though, by far. Like, the last wave, like, those are nice-looking toys, but the color schemes, honestly, were kind of boring to me, especially compared to, like, Turtler, who is much more on the same theme as these last two. But yeah, I'm so happy to have the whole set of these together. So Pulse isn't shipping these out yet. These two came from Toy Dojo, which, I mean... They came in stock on Monday, and I have them today, so that ended up being pretty good for me, especially since the original delivery estimate was for Friday. So, you know, I'd say money well spent, but I've still got more money to spend on these because my duplicates haven't come in stock yet.
Oh, I'm jealous.
So I did get one other thing. If anybody has any questions about the C-Cons first, though, and let's check the Discord, too.
Nothing in the Discord, I don't think.
Yeah. Okay. So the other thing I got was a rock.
Really?
Pet yeah. Rock? Okay. So what this is, it's the Tamashii Effect Rock.
Ah, yeah.
Which it's like, it's from Tamashii is a Bandai sub branding for their like collector figure lines, at which makes, you know, Tamashii stands and other things like that. So these are a display accessory item. They have ports on one or more sides each. Some of them, there's even little smaller rock pieces that you can plug onto the ports to disguise them from visible angles. There's several pieces in this. And, like, obviously this is something that's just for, like, photographic support. It's just, you know, set dressing, basically. And normally, since these cost about $25 per set, I would not have bought them. But the reason I'm, like, making a point of this is because I thought Don would be very pleased. I paid about $7 for these through the use of some promotional discounts and other accumulated points that I was able to apply to them. So
oh, nice.
I got a box of nicely painted heavy plastic rocks for $7, and they will go into photography when and where appropriate.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. Sweet. So
it's been a good week.
How many did you get? The rocks.
Okay, so there are all of them. There's five big pieces, and how many of these have caps? Five big pieces, one, two, three, four, five big pieces, five small cover pieces for the ports.
Have you positioned them, like, with actual rocks? Can you mix and match, and they look okay?
Or I mean, if you have, like, gray rocks like this, I think you probably could, you know, intermingle them and they would not look super inconsistent. If your rocks are more like beige or brownish, gotcha. Tamashii makes a set of rocks in those colors for that purpose.
Cool. Awesome. Sweet.
Yeah. There's also little plug pieces which is why these have ports on. There's plug pieces in the package so that you can assemble these together in different configurations. You can theoretically make bigger rocks out of the smaller, large rock pieces. They have shapes to fit together.
Can you take the figure stands and have like rocks that are flying through the air?
Yes.
Sweet.
That is actually something, it's not demonstrated on this packaging, I don't think, but it is something that's in some of the promotional photos go and look these
like
up.
Like a Hulk that's throwing a rock.
Yeah, so the cover art on this, I don't know if you can see that clearly.
It looks like lungs. Oh,
it's a representation of a figure arts blank body basically chopping two of the big pieces like it's chopping a big boulder in half.
I thought it was like a trachea and bronchioles. Lung,
yeah, no, actually, I can totally get how you would see that in this, especially, you know, poor webcam quality over a bad connection. So, but yeah, I mean, these are designed to be used in a lot of different ways for display and photography. So it's a neat thing to have. I just would be reluctant to pay sticker price for them, but I didn't, and I'm really happy about that.
Excellent. Who else got anything?
I got some stuff.
Yeah, go ahead.
Matt will like this. Hi, Matt. I got Hot Link, and
it's gorgeous.
Yeah, he is really nice. He has all flat paint, but even the flat black paint has some metallic in it, which is really awesome. The only thing I noticed on mine is the my chest plate doesn't fit that well.
What's it do?
It's on the one side. It's kind of not clipped in all the way to the struts that flip it over.
Mine's flush. Mine's great.
And it's like bent a little bit. So
you got a warp piece, basically.
Yeah, basically you got a warp piece.
It's a shame it's not Skywarp. But it's not Skywarp. Yeah, somebody on Twitter asked me why it's not Skywarp, and I'm like, it doesn't look like Skywarp.
Because
we
already have Skywarp. It doesn't look like it. It's it's similar colors, but the colors are less
played
vibrant.
Out incorrectly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like how he stands out because they use a lot of glossy paint on most of their products, and this is not. So I also got Megatron, which believe it or not, I got these yesterday. If you follow my Twitter, you know. But I walked into Walmart and went down the toy aisle, and these were the only two Netflix figures that they had. Were the Hot Link and the Megatron. So I made out. I don't know if that was just, I don't know if they're packed like, you know, one box is one figure of each and they just got one box put out or something. There were no deluxes, any of that.
So to be honest with you, I should have been more observant because when I got mine, my Walmart almost always leaves their boxes out as they're just filling the shelves, either in the aisle in front of or the aisle behind toys. So I happened to go in yesterday looking for some of the arcade 1-Up clearance cabinets. Didn't have any. But I went to toys, and at the end of the aisle was a bunch of boxes marked week 13, which is next week. If you follow the NRF calendar, the National Retail Federation calendar, which Walmart and other retailers follow. And these were still in the box. I have never, ever taken something out of the box before it was going to be stocked, but I did. And I don't regret it. Diecast, you'll really like Megatron, I think. I think it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Pinpoint is great, and Lionizer is just the perfect shade of orange.
Gonna eat one of those.
Yeah. These are phenomenal. Sorry, I didn't mean to take over your stuff, but I don't.
No. I didn't even open Megatron, so I'm glad you jumped in there.
I love it.
I mean, it looked really good at Toy Fair, so I kind of knew, you know, what I was getting.
I see what you have next. I'm excited about this.
Oh, you can see?
Yeah.
Hey, Don. Don, what is this?
He dropped.
I think we lost Don,
actually. Don dropped.
Oh, you're kidding me. Well, if anyone knows the Don rant, which Brian puts in every once in a while, he says, that's a Viewmaster diecast, so I was hoping he was going to call me.
It's a I'm not sure he would have made the connection as quickly as you would have needed him to.
I know, but I was hoping. Yeah. But
he got dropped from the call and there's no way to rejoin from his end.
I'll fix it.
But the reason I got this while Brian's trying to connect on is once I saw Brian got those Viewmaster Transformers reels, I went on eBay and I found some Transformers reels. So I also ordered the Transformers reels. So I'm hoping they're going to be here. But I have a thing about, like, I'd rather have new. So I actually found this new on Amazon for like $12. Because nice. All the Viewmasters on eBay that I found were looked like really beat up.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So I didn't even know they still made Viewmasters, but yeah. Apparently they do.
Oh yeah, I'm certain they still make them. But I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of what you find might be new old stock as well. So if you watch the reels, what do you think?
I haven't gotten the reels yet. I won the auction. I paid for the auction.
Well, you got it cheap, too. You paid, like, what, $3?
With shipping, I think it was, like, $9.
I think I paid, like, $15 for the same thing that you got before shipping, so.
Hey, Don, what is this? Don, can you see my screen?
He's frozen.
Yeah, but sometimes he can still hear audio and talk.
He's deeply introspective right now.
But yeah, that's all I got. And if you watch my Twitter, I also transformed Hound since I had a little extra time this weekend.
Masterpiece Hound.
And I love him. He is so great. I had no idea, like, he sat in the box.
He's got a bad reputation that he has not earned.
Yeah, well, I was scared of breaking him. And the only really scary part that I had is when I had to snap the arms up. I was like, oh, I'm going to break it.
Brian didn't like that either.
Yeah. I think that's where a lot of people are reporting that, like, hinges crack and things like that.
Yeah, I don't know if it was there or the door panels. I think I saw
seen, like, there are some really thin panels when transforming the feet I've seen people having a problem with. But you just have to be careful with it.
Yeah, so I was amazed. And the other thing I transformed was the Iron Factory Tarn kit that mm-hmm. turns into the Tarn Conviner, and wow, that was a project. I think that took me like a good 2 hours to transform.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of pieces that have to get pulled off of places and put other places, and it's basically only three robots that form the main body, and then the other two
Yeah, Kaon's just his gun, right?
Kaon's
Voss. Voss is just his gun.
Yeah, that's it. So that was
what does Voss turn into on there?
Voss is his gun.
Bottle of water.
Or sorry, Kaon.
A gun also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
you mean an upside down submarine?
Pretty much. Yeah.
So yeah. I just wanna interject here how Don was able to completely ruin all of Diecast's fun for tonight without even doing anything.
I know, it's funny, isn't it?
Well, it wasn't
on purpose.
I mean, it wasn't. I mean, literally, there was no notification that I got dropped.
And you can't see us.
Mary
right?
went again.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, thank you, Skype.
Well,
thank you, Skype.
Yes, thank you, Skype.
That's a Don deal.
Oh, God. Hey, so actually, we're going to do It's a Don deal next week. So if anybody has questions, yeah, send us a note. I'm going to try to do it with Google Meet. So we'll see if that works any better. Yeah, we don't run video on that show anyway. So maybe we should.
Oh, yeah.
We could do it over the phone if we had to. Actually, we might do it over the phone. I could actually call Don on the phone. Yeah, let me. I'm gonna do that. I'm just gonna call Don on the phone right now. Give me.
Do you have his landline number?
No, I can call him on his cell though. Give me.
He probably won't stick around long for that because you know he won't appreciate using up all his minutes.
Yeah, call Don on his phone. So let's do this now. Gosh, I apologize up front for I wonder if somebody could actually hear Don's phone number through the dial pad.
Oh, probably.
I don't think it works that way, so let me look at Don's phone number.
I mean, we almost have to, though, because Touchtone still has to work if you use this for Skype out.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to, like, give the number. It doesn't have to ring it. It can suppress the audio for that.
Guess we'll find out.
Yeah, we're calling Don right now, so I'm not going to share the video because it's showing the phone number. And soon as it's shown the phone number.
Well, Don just rejoined the call, so.
Don, are you there?
He's muted. It might take him a minute.
Okay.
Hey, Don. That's us calling you on the phones. I'm going to.
Yeah, I can hear. Yeah, my phone's ringing over there.
That's us. Don. Okay.
Hi, Don.
As soon as your phone number drops off the screen, is that your?
Yeah, I got.
I'm sorry. The person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again later.
Good.
Goodbye.
Aww.
Yeah. I've got the Cowboys and Moon Mesa theme as my ringtone.
Of course you do.
It stands out. It's a crappy show, but it's a good theme. Besides,
it's a good crappy
besides,
show.
Besides, I changed it when we were at TFCon in October. I figured if I had it on my normal ringtone, which was the Touch, 10,000 people would probably go to their phones if it rang. No one but me would
that's
have Cowboys and Moon Mesa.
Yeah, it's true.
Meanwhile, I would make mine the most common ringtone I thought possible just to inconvenience everyone.
Yes, but I don't know what happened, Brian, because everything, like I said, the call just dropped. There was no notification. There was no
it's
like.
Okay, Don. Let's do the show.
Oh, cool. So, let's see.
And we lost that in the meantime.
Let me turn my video on.
So, Drift-BumblebeeNYC, who is watching right now. Thank you for this note. He went to Walmart, and the employee told him that the case is two Voyagers, one of each. And, of course, it's not supposed to be out till next week, because that's the 13th, week 13. So, we wouldn't have had another hot link anyway. And I want to call it a hot point, but that's like an oven. So
yeah.
So hey, that's a nice little diversion there. Don, do you have any toys or anything you want to talk about this week? Do you get anything?
Yeah. I was trying to turn my camera on. There we go.
That's fine.
Okay. The thing I was supposed to get was from Amazon Warehouse Studio Series Soundwave. They had one for like $14.98 and I needed to order another cell phone item, so I got free shipping, and they sent me Helicopter Dropkick.
By the way, Don got, Don may have gotten updated for Skype.
No, his background blurring is just on.
That's a great deal, Don. You made out on that deal.
No, the crappy Helicopter Dropkick that nobody likes that was turned into Drift. So, but it had a Soundwave sticker on it. That's why I got it. So I've got Soundwave coming, and I'm going to send Dropkick back in the box that Soundwave comes in. So I would have had that. What I did get, hey, Massey, is off topic, but I've mentioned this before. Since I'm getting so much overtime right now, I went ahead and got my favorite G.I. Joe figure, Fast Draw. It was an eBay seller.
Well, your background blurring effect, Don, is blurring your card. So,
hang on.
The world is not meant to see your Fast Draw.
Well,
it's too fast. That's why it's blurry.
Yeah.
So Kevin shared on my Facebook today Kotaku or IO9 or whoever their G.I. Joe Real American Hero figures ranked. I need to look up Fast Draw real quick. Don, where do you want to bet on the scale of like 1 to 163 where Fast Draw is?
Since I like it, 164.
So meaning that it would
be But, you know, it's like I said, you know, The original version, he just came with two, like, short-range missiles. You know, basically, he was like a Joe version of Metalhead. But this new one, he's got, like, six or eight missiles or something. This is like, you know, it's just one of them weird things that I will buy and put on the wall and never open. But I just love the way the character looks. It's got great card art. And I've got an original Fast Draw that I'll put on a shelf near him. So there's that.
Is that not the original figure? Is that the...
No, that's the club.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the club version, which is the most I ever expected to pay for a G.I. Joe. But since that was the cheapest by about $25 compared to everybody else on eBay, I don't think they're going to be getting any cheaper if
I need to get the big boa version from that.
And the other thing I got was, now y'all know I usually don't double dip on masterpieces. What I'll
number
do
26,
is I'll, if
Don,
I've got
number 26.
Really?
That's not
wow,
bad.
I'm surprised
it's
that high. You know, usually if I have a third party representation, I usually don't get the masterpiece unless there's something significantly better. Like I've mentioned before, I had the iGear, Ironhide, and Ratchet, which were fine, when we saw the original pictures of Masterpiece, Ironhide, and Ratchet, how bad they looked with those initial pictures. Then once they came out and we saw how good they were, I did upgrade my figures. But I kept the eye gear ones. But I usually don't double
double
Masterpieces.
Why would you keep the eye gear?
Well, I got them, like I said, but I got them for like, at the time, I got them for like $45 or $55 a piece, which is about $30 less than what they were going for.
I do
for.
Like the Iger mini bots, but that's like it.
Yeah. But I'm saying, they were fine for my Ratchet and Ironhide until we saw how good the car ones were.
Okay, we've heard all this before. But, you got Masterpiece Anime Smokescreen, didn't you?
Yes. Yes. That's why. I'm sorry, man. I didn't realize I was boring you. I'm just trying to, you know, a little build up. But yeah, I got the best of the Dotson brothers, and I got the anime version.
Did I get that?
Which is probably the only time I'll be double dipping on Masterpiece.
What's the number on that, Don? I need to look up. See
19 plus.
19 plus.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man. I didn't realize I was boring you. I apologize. But
we have heard this conversation so many times in the past, Don.
Oh well, okay. Excuse
well,
me.
Don,
I'm sorry.
We wanted to get to the important part before Skype dropped you again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so yeah, I got him. So I'm happy. I'll be happy to put him on the shelf. I'll probably put him I'll put the regular smoke screen with my oddball stuff like G2 Sideswipe and G2 Mirage and stuff like that. So there's that.
I did order it, but it's delayed from Hasbro Pulse.
Ah, yeah. Right.
Yeah, because the pre-orders were sold out and it went back up on pre-order. So yeah, that's really all I got. I've got some more stuff coming, but it's been delayed with everything going on from Amazon. So there's that. And really, that's it. That's all I got, unfortunately.
Matt.
Come to think of it, did Hasbro Pulse ever ship out Masterpiece Burning Convoy?
Nope. No, I'm waiting on that, too.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah,
upset about that one. Matt, what'd you get?
I just got one thing. Our buddy Logos Miner had a Twitter sales thread, and he was selling some Marvel Legends, and I picked up his Green Goblin.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I really, really like it. Good job. Thank you, Miguel. Appreciate it.
Now, is that the Build-A-Figure, or is that the single?
No, this is Green Goblin. Did they do a Build-A-Figure of Green Goblin?
No, I'm thinking of demo. It was demo Goblin. That was the build figure. Sorry.
So was the Green Goblin, Humberto Ramos design. Was that a Hasbro or a Toy Biz?
I think that was early Hasbro, but I'm not sure.
That's a different glider than what he came with. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah. That was a huge glider.
Yeah. But I needed him for my Thunderbolt shelf from the Warren Ellis run. So. Yay.
Cool. I love it. I should get that. I like the other one. I love that design, but it's not the classic look.
Yeah. But that's all I got. Some stuff came in at Big Bad Toy Store, like my smoke screen, but he's sitting in my pile of loot waiting on other stuff.
Oh, I have some crazy stuff sitting at Big Bad and I'm pile of loot waiting for some pre-orders that were supposed to have arrived like 2 months ago. I'll have a fun week that when those come through. Rob, did you get anything?
Not this week.
Okay. I'm going to run through mine pretty quick. First, I want to thank Bob Murphy. The week before, we were talking about items that we have in our want list on eBay and such. And one thing I've always wanted was Transformers the Movie on cassette. And he's like, hey, I've got it. You want it? I'm like, sure. So he sent it my way. And the tape still works. I tested it out. I put a video on Twitter of me playing it. Sounds great. So I have a copy of Transformers the Movie, the soundtrack, on audio cassette. So very excited. And I'll be honest. So it's in great shape. The sheet, the paper is in really good shape. The cassette's in good shape. The box is in surprisingly good shape. But I did buy some other cassette from CBS. This is a CBS cassette. You can see the little CBS logo imprinted on the cassette box. So I found something that was still sealed of some crappy album that I'm just going to throw away. And I'm going to swap out the cassette case for it. So I'll have what looks like a brand new, minty fresh, perfect copy of this. So, and I got that for like $2 on eBay. Ooh. So excited about that. So Soundwave is going on clearance, the G1 commemorative version. So I picked one up to open. Did it on video. I'm trying to do more Twitter video because I don't like YouTube. No offense to people on YouTube. But I just honestly, it's been years since I opened a G1 Soundwave, so I already had a commemorative toy, but this was $30, which is a much better price. People are finding it for as low as $13.
Wow.
If I can find it for $13, I'm going to buy up everyone in the store.
Why?
Dang, yeah.
Just so I have like an army of Soundwaves. So this was voted the most iconic Transformers toy ever. And
I would agree with that. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I genuinely love it. So I had so much fun opening it that I wanted to open some more G1 stuff. So I did some looking on eBay, and I found a knockoff G1 Optimus Prime. I paid the same price for a G1 Optimus Prime knockoff sealed as I did for this. So when I get it sometime in September to November, whenever it comes, I'll do another unboxing video. But it's in great shape. It's nice and tight. It's definitely worth $30. It's not worth $50, but it's worth $30. So if you can find one on clearance, I would get it.
For $13, I might buy one just to have a version of Soundwave with the flush cassette door, because I have the 2006 Classics box reissue. That's which is the Soundblaster's
Sound door. Blaster door, but the Soundwave Deco, I don't have that version. That's something I need to correct at some point.
It was a really good deal at the time, even, because like it also came with Laserbeak and Ravage.
Yes. I almost bought that version. I found it on the way back home from BotCon 07, driving back down from Rhode Island at a Toys R Us, and it was like $30, but those were hard years when I would come back from BotCon and I would have like $2 in my bank account because I was just spending all my money on toys. How's that different than now?
You have more money.
I have, yeah, well, I'm married now, so I
would okay, build. I mean, well, yeah, you're married and you also now have three kids, so.
And three kids, yeah.
You used to have more money than you used to have, but not anymore.
Yeah. So I've been into the Happy Meal / Kids Meal premium. So I didn't even realize these things existed. I bought two of them on eBay for next to nothing. They were sealed. It's the same one, Motron, which is a Commandron toy, which was made by Tomy. Of course, Tomy was responsible for Zoids, Star Ears, and the like. So this is a little mechanical robot. Transformation simple, but it's got the pullback gimmick where you pull it back and the car will go. But you pull it back, but you have it in robot mode. You pull it back, you stand it up, and it walks.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the transformation is minimal. So you basically flip the arms up, but it does have elbows. So that's something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. The face, though, is literally just flip the face, is literally a panel, but it has hands. And I got these sealed, like, for $5 each. There are four of them. I need to get the rest. I love this thing. I think they're awesome. It makes me wish I had... They're not Zoids. So these were sold as, like, on the shelf in Japan. So these were, I guess, McDonald's negotiated. Everything's a negotiation, but McDonald's worked with Tomy and got them carded in the Happy Meals. This is, like, the most badass Happy Meal promotion ever. Like, comparing these to those... Transformers that I've been buying up, these are a million times better. So,
do I see a mini comic on that card too? Or?
Yes. Yes. Thank you. It comes with a comic that was done by DC. Now, the Marvel, the Star Ears comic, if I remember correct, was Marvel. So it's just kind of funny that I'm trying to remember, were Star Ears sold by Tomy in America, or were they licensed through like Hasbro? I don't
know. Tomy.
Okay.
I think they were brought over with Tomy, brought them over as Tomy at the time.
But I think so. But this is produced by DC. Now the art looks familiar. It's not the name on it isn't listed, the artist, but it looks like the guy that did the art at least for in the like 82-83 for Atari Force, and I don't remember who that was. But it looks similar to that guy's art, and I didn't care enough to look it up. But the guy who did that, at least one of the guys who did that, it looks similar to his art, and it'd be around the same time frame. A couple other things. Like, I'm not, like, running through the store every day. Keep in mind, stay at home. But the wife has gone out several times. I've gone out a couple times. But when she goes out, I have her, because I miss buying things. I do have her look at toys for me. So she had to make a run to Dollar General. And I said, hey, I always look for Creo stuff. And I don't think I have the Grimlock, but it's they have all of them. I've been sparing with these. Mm. But it's the one that transforms. You build it, and it can transform back and forth between robot to dinosaur. And these are cheap, and I don't remember if I had it or not. And the last time I talked about them, I said I don't remember if I had them or not. But it's the Creon Sideswipe. I'm pretty sure I have the Grimlock and a couple of the others, so I didn't get them. But I had her get me this one. And it's the these are the ones that are like the deluxe Creons. They have all the extra stuff that go with them.
And come in like three decos each or something?
Yeah. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. Okay, a couple other things. So, of course, I got the Voyager figures from the War for Cybertron series. The wife had went out this weekend to get provisions, and of course I had her look for Transformers stuff. She got me some clearance rescue robot heroes, so a Heat Wave, Medics, the Doc Bot, but Bumblebee. And I actually really like Bumblebee. It's like a Dune Buggy sort of thing. It's just a nice, looking vehicle. So I got that. So she picked me up the same trip. I mentioned it before, but Hammerbite from Cyberverse. Flippin' love this toy, except for the transformation. So I was in the car. So we've been doing like this, I don't know how you put it. When we'll take the kids out in the car and just drive around and then drive back home just so that we can say that we've not been stuck in the house all day. So I took this with me in the car when we were doing a drive up and down the road. And I had the instructions out, and it took me like 20 minutes to transform this thing, just because it's so fidgety, and it took me forever to sort of figure it out. Unlike other, like I transformed MP44 without the instructions, but I couldn't transform this thing without the instructions.
Really?
But it's a nice little toy. I like it. If you can find it, it's worth it. And I just love his face, and I love that it has an articulated jaw. But the thing I want to talk about this week, I want to end things off with, is I got the Ultra Magnus leader class toy from the Netflix War for Cybertron series.
Ooh. And someone needs to make a cape for that.
Yes. And I have not opened it. I'm going to spoil myself. And yes. People have posted pictures of this thing online, and everybody says it's ugly and garish. But, did I get rid of my knife? But, you know, until you have the thing in hand, my opinion's been changed so many times. The story that Don shares every week about that Ironhide, the Masterpiece Ironhide figure, it looked bad until we had it in hand. I threw my knife somewhere.
That's not safe to do, Brian.
Well, it wasn't open. I think I have a pair of scissors here. Okay, I'm just going to rip it open. Let's just rip this thing open. This is the... not supposed to spoil this. Ugh. It's got like a little seal on it. So this is shaped kind of like what, an ammo box or something?
Yeah.
There's no window on it. So I'm just going to tear it open. I don't save boxes anyway, so.
Because no people want to be surprised when they spend $60 on an item from the store.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Yeah, you raised an interesting point there.
So I'm going to go here. Okay. There's a window? There's a window that you can't see crap into. I have no idea why that's there, but it's the Play-Doh stuff.
The Play-Doh.
Oh,
I didn't even realize there was Play-Doh stuff in this. So
it's compound.
It's compound. I'll open it in a second. Let's pull the figure out and see if it's as ugly in person as it. Mine is actually the figure looks like it's put in backwards. I guess, is that part of the spoil? Is that part of the?
No, I don't think that's right.
So, yeah, it's not.
Okay. I think he looks okay.
I actually like it in person better than the photos.
Good.
I'm glad someone likes those.
Yeah. there is something, I don't know what there is. It's not as bad as I thought. But that being in there backwards is just odd.
Yeah.
Wrong.
I just wish it was a clean deco.
Yeah, that's true. Rung is an interesting color.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know why he's that color. I guess we need to watch the show to understand. But
maybe that'd be great if he cameos for 5 seconds and gets killed.
Spoilers.
Let's see here. Let me open up this compound and see what the hell it is.
Brian.
Yes.
I was trying to be subtle about this and do it through the Skype chat, but maybe adjust your microphone a little bit.
Okay.
I believe we're getting your breath noises.
Oh, yeah. I'll fix it in post anyway.
Okay.
Yes, but we still have to listen to it now.
Yeah, well, I was bringing it up because I assumed it would be like, you know, it would bother him a lot having to edit around that for 3 or 4 hours.
It's easy for me because it's all on one channel.
Okay.
So, I apologize. Okay. God, what the? What does a transformer need with Play-Doh? Oh, wait.
It's hiding Energon cubes, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought that was like the lid for it. No, it's literally just...
It's black Play-Doh.
It's literally just a container that has black Play-Doh in it.
Uh-huh.
I love the smell of Play-Doh, though.
Yeah, Play-Doh does have a very... I don't know if relaxing is the right word, but it's very...
It's relaxing.
Soothing.
Yeah.
So it's calming.
The Energon cubes. Yeah. God, this is so stupid.
Yeah.
The Energon cubes do at least come in a plastic envelope. With more Play-Doh inside. No, it's not. It's on the
other side. I was about to say, that's convenient and kind of silly to be, you know, supposedly buried in, you know, a pile of Play-Doh.
It's so stupid.
I understand what they're going for, because I have seen occasionally at Walgreens these little, like, blind box toys where you, you know, excavate little treasures or little monster figurines or whatever, and I think that's a really neat idea. But if that's what you were going for, and you could do things with that within Transformers context, you could make an interesting little line of minifigures or accessories or anything in the world to do that. Just make those blind boxes and don't just, you know, half-ass it and put it in a $60 playset for reasons.
So Captain Rufus says, if they ever make an edible Play-Doh that tastes as good as it smells, I'm going to eat it. Technically, Play-Doh is already an edible product. I mean,
it's non-toxic. I mean, I don't
it's
know if that
deliciously non-toxic. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you actually eat it?
I mean,
well, yeah. I mean, it's not made out of anything that's not like sort of food products.
I'm gonna have to throw it away because I don't want to give it to the kids.
Yeah, that would be a bad idea.
Probably what I'll just do is put it like in a Ziploc bag and put it in my desk drawer. And when I feel bad, I'll open it up and sniff it. I literally did that at work. I had a tub of Play-Doh that I kept on my desk at work that I would occasionally pull out and sniff. I'm not even joking.
Interesting idea.
Yeah. Okay, I'm done. Let's get in the news.
That took a while.
Yeah, I know.
not you specifically, just like the whole process took a while.
It was me specifically, too. So let's talk about news-related stuff.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so we have a couple items to talk about. The News Desk 92, Hasbro Generation Selects.
Well,
91.
The number is right there, Ryan. I'm looking at it right now.
Yes, well, I was looking down.
How dare.
Basically, three things popped up. This was what, in Toys R Us? There's in Japan. Canada.
Okay, so I don't know where... I don't know what channel this specific instance came through because a bunch of information was redacted out of it. The reason that I ran with it is because it basically lined up with information previously that came from Toys R Us Canada inventory systems. So basically what this is, three of the things that were on a big list of leaks a couple months ago are in here and now have shipping windows, basically. So it's Generation Selects Deluxes, Exhaust, Grease Pit, and Hubcap, which are all due late this summer. I think August, and September, respectively. So in the News Desk article, I kind of go over what it means, what there's going to be, what to expect from them, etc., as Brian's getting high off his Play-Doh over there. You know, Exhaust, of course, will be a wheel jack, and that's Exhaust is the thing I'm most interested in personally, just because of the whole Masterpiece Exhaust disaster from a few years ago.
Exhaust is the one I'm least interested in because it's just going to be that Wheeljack mold in white again.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but I want to see what they do with the Deco so that they don't get Philip Morris again.
Like,
yeah, that's going to be.
I think a much more interesting use of that mold for Generation Selects would have been Slicer.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't think you're wrong. I just, like, in the context of what we're actually looking at here, though, I'm just interested most by this to see what they do with it, because it's not going to look like Marlboro or Wheeljack. It can't. I mean, we've been down this road already.
Well, I mean, the basic colors can stay the same. All they have to do is take the Marlboro markings off of it.
Yeah.
All they did was change a couple of vague shapes on the Masterpiece one.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, but even in that case, Hasbro Asia declined to distribute it because of the Philip Morris thing.
At that point, they did.
I don't think it's going to look like the Diaclone toy.
I don't think it's going to look exactly like it by any stretch.
I'm sure we will be able to draw the lines of inspiration that led to whatever this exhaust is going to look like, but I think it's going to be very distinctly different. So one thing that's interesting to consider here is that during Transformers Prime, there is a redeco of the Cyberverse Wheeljack, which was like Hyperspeed Wheeljack or something, which was loosely based on that Diaclone redeco. But it was not in the same block, the same color block shape. So like you could tell what it was referencing, but they could do something like that again. I think what's going to be important with this exhaust, though, is more that it's going to have the correct new head sculpt like the Masterpiece did. Because apart from the cigarette packaging likeness, that's the defining trait of exhaust, is to have the like pointier, angrier looking Wheeljack head. So hubcap's obvious. It'll just be a cliff jumper redeco retool, hopefully with a new weapon system. Because I think there's a good bit of flexibility they could have in redesigning weapons for that mold to keep them a little bit more distinct. You could easily see how they would get like a bumblebee off of this engineering, but I think for the most part we do expect that the car body is going to stay the same as it was on Cliffjumper, at least for this use. And then Grease Pit. I'm remembering that right.
It'll probably, like you pointed out, it'll probably
Ironworks.
Which I'm excited about. I like Ironworks. I know some people don't.
Yeah, Ironworks is a perfectly solid deluxe in the weaponizer vein. The point of letdown on this, I think, is just that we probably can't expect it to have little gas pumps included with it.
Yeah.
Now, that might be something that, an aftermarket add-on could deliver for us. Like, that'd be maybe a good Shapeways project, for instance.
Sounds like it would be right up Trent's alley, since he did the windmill Ironwork.
Oh, yeah. He did that without even having it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, yeah, it's easy, too, because it's just five millimeter pegs.
Yeah.
5mm pegs are, like, the best thing Transformers did throughout the whole history of the brand, like, flat out.
It's up there, yeah.
Well, like Armada really pushed the standardization of 5mm pegs and ports for accessories. It wasn't the first thing that did 5mm pegs and ports. There's, you can go back and still find stuff that's compatible, and that stuff is then intercompatible throughout the life of the brand. So, like, I think that's a really important thing to develop, but that's a discussion for a different time. That's why exhaust is the most interesting thing to me, though, because it's the most unknown factors of any of these. The other two are pretty easy to kind of get what's going on. Jared Hebert suggests in the Discord that Grease Pit could have a pistol or a sword that looks like a gas pump as an accessory. I mean, I'd be down for them to try that at least, because it sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Blade Raider has an interesting suggestion here, too. What if exhaust is Slicer colors and just named exhaust for copyright?
Oh, interesting.
That would annoy the hell out of a lot of people, I think.
I'd be
for a variety of reasons.
If they put the exhaust head on it and colored it like Slicer.
I mean, I think that would still be pretty cool.
And I don't know about y'all, but I would like to see the Prime dead end on that Wheeljack. That very G2 looking dead end recolor they did for. Yes, that right there. Yep. I would like to see that on that Wheeljack mold.
Yeah, no, I agree. That would actually probably look pretty cool on there.
Cool. Okay. Last item. San Diego Comic-Con has been canceled. Actually, Matt is the diecast added something, it looks like. But SDCC has been canceled. Now, that does have some impact on Transformers because that's been the venue the last couple years when Hasbro's had made some major announcements. I guess probably their biggest announcements of the year. But we weren't doing due for anything this year, were we? Would we have had? We wouldn't have had next year's line already, or would we?
So the next year's line typically would be a New York Comic Con thing, whereas SDCC is like second half of the current year. That's when you see and generally get the 1,000 pre-orders for.
Wasn't it SDCC the leak that we had?
That was the Power of the Primes leak.
Yeah,
which I think came after SDCC, didn't it?
Oh. I thought it was right around SDCC. I thought it beat.
It was within days, I think.
Yeah.
It was in the neighborhood. Yeah. It was, I mean, because that was Power of the Prime started at the normal time, which was like at the end of the calendar year. So it would have been sometime after SDCC that the leak happened because it was still well in advance of New York, where they would have properly done the debut.
But we first saw the Rodimus Prime at San Diego Comic-Con.
That's entirely possible. I do not specifically remember that, but I fully concede that that's very likely.
It was Rodimus Prime and Starscream, I think, that showed up, wasn't it? And then everything else got leaked, like, within a week.
Maybe? Yeah. You're asking me for detailed information from 2017, and I can barely remember what I ate for dinner 2 days ago.
I understand.
Eric was on that, wasn't he? Wasn't he like 12 then?
No, he's like 12 now, so he would have been 9.
Oh, wow.
I actually referenced the leak cast in one of the news desk posts I did recently, in the Generation Selects one. So we posted that on July 24th, 2017. If you want to try to find out what dates SDCC was, I'm pretty sure it was before that, though.
I remember posting that. I wasn't on it, but I remember posting it from work on my phone in a corner of the office where I had good signal. So, yeah, it's funny.
Okay, so this reference is from a few days earlier. I'm looking at the LeakCast post. RFC 528, Power of the Primes and all that SDCC has to offer. So, yeah, this was within a week of SDCC that the leak happened and we recorded. Like, the leak came out, and I think within, like, 3 hours, I rounded up whoever was available, and we sat down and did an emergency podcast for it.
Yeah.
Those were the days of getting a whole toy line ruined at once.
Hey, I'm glad it hasn't happened.
I remember being happy at the thought of getting a purple Rodimus Prime, which turned out to not be exactly true.
Yeah.
But the black one still looks nice.
But that's one of the rare instances when Hasbro went around to the sites and asked them to take something down.
Yeah.
Not sure they ever found our YouTube video, though.
They did.
No, it appears to still be up.
It is.
Nice.
Cool. So potential impact. There'll probably be toys that we get on Pulse now. Thank goodness for Pulse. Pulse has actually turned out to be, even if we might not get something at the time that we want it, it's turned out to be a pretty great resource for things like that. So
I don't think this is going to have as much of an impact on Transformers as you're suspecting, because like the product reveal stuff can easily be shifted to other channels.
Online. Yeah. It could be done through a Zoom call. It has been done through a Zoom call before.
Yeah, I think I made reference to that having happened in the past. They could do that again. It would also be another instance where they could contract with, like, you know, I don't know, give me a random inappropriate website here because I'm kind of drawing a blank.
GameSpot.
Something awful.
They could make a deal with Something Awful to get some exclusive reveals put out there to a big audience. USA Today.
Kotaku and MTV.
Yeah. I think they've actually done both those.
Collider.
Yeah, they've done all those. That's the sad part.
Yeah.
No, I'm actually thinking like the conference call option is a distinct possibility for at least some of it, because like they would probably want to do something that take the place of the fan media breakfast they usually have adjacent to SDCC.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the easiest way to do that. They can do that right from their offices with like 3 people.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Cool. Okay. Hey, real quick, a couple things. Let's talk about this. Hey, Amazon, you know, you're stuck at home. You know you need stuff. Toilet paper, toothpaste. Amazon will eventually get you stuff. I know sometimes it'll say it ships a month out. It's usually delayed by about a week. TFRadio.net/Amazon. If you're making the purchases anyway, it helps us out. It really does.
My rocks weren't supposed to be shipped until like May 7th, and I have them already. So yeah. There you go.
I like how your rocks keep phasing in and out of existence with your background there.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Hey, so that's fine. We had one listener who, I'm not going to name names, but reached out. I was like, hey, I've been stimulated. They're like, I'm going to use my stimulus on a computer, and I want to use your link for it. I'm like, bless you. I'm like, you're the most wonderful person. So, yeah, things like that help. TFRadio.net/Amazon. Amazon. That'd be great. So, also, we appreciate that. And thank you to everybody who already uses it. I don't thank you enough. We ask for people to use it. But, yeah, we have lots and lots of people who use it. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. I don't want to do a topic this week, but I do want to quickly do a follow-up. Listener Chris, last week, we read his question about when was the first Massey attack. We didn't exactly have the right answer, but we did play a little bit of Toy Detective trying to figure it out. He responded back via email, and I am going to read it to you right now. Hi, Brian. Thanks for covering my question on last week's RFC. So you got my curiosity piqued, and he spelled peak correctly. So I automatically, wow. I automatically like this guy. as to when the episode aired that the T-shirt/GIF comes from, and the GIF he's talking about is one that Spider-Bob pulled together. Turns out it's actually earlier than 2017. I felt like a toy detective going back through the archives. Bless you. Searching for, we really appreciate that, searching for videos where Don was wearing a white headset. That's his Walmart headset that I referenced earlier in the show. The one that he, it sounded so bad. I love you, Don, but that headset sounded so, so bad. It was a Walmart headset. What do you expect? white headset and had a bright light shining behind him. As it turns out, that image is from 2014, which I suspected it was from around that time. And it was episode 393, right around the 44-minute mark. So tfradio.net/393. If you want to see the Massey attack, and I'm going to watch it after we're done recording, get about 44 minutes in, and you can see Don get attacked by Massey for perhaps the first time. So it actually predates the attack you highlighted in episode 437 by almost a year. Anyway, thanks for great content and for humoring my question. No, thank you for asking the question and for doing all that work. So I will remember that forever. tfradio.net/393. I need a mnemonic for that. So I have to come mnemonic. So maybe Don's arms out are the three, and Massey attacking him is like the nine. I don't know. I'm just trying to come up with a mental image to remember that. So tfradio.net/3. So thank you, Chris. You're awesome. Also want to thank our people who make this happen. Our patrons at the touch level. You can be a patron too by going to patreon.com/tfradio. And our touched patrons get put in the Hall of Heroes, or whatever we call it, at tfradio.net/credits. Thank you, Jason Hiley, Jonathan James, Matthew Dedman, Hector Bones, Brian Cooper, Nathan Sampy, Spider Bob Rabbits. I love you, Rabbits. Emmett Sresovich, Kevin Dorsey, Sean Bratton, Jacob Owen Lucia, Sean Hamilton, Jason W. Rye, and Mike Mallory. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. So I think I mentioned a couple weeks back that Patreon cracked down on our the contest that we did, the lucky draw. So I sent out the last lucky draw, the one for March, just this past week. So it should be arriving at the home of the winner here in a couple days. So if you were listening, let us know when you get it. I think what we'll probably do is stop doing the lucky draw for patrons, because I can't really mention it except for other than the show and on Twitter. I can't really do any real promotion of it. So we'll just continue doing contests to the general audience as a thank you. But you guys are awesome. tfradio.net/credits. I am personally on Twitter at @bkilby and on Instagram at @BrianKilby and on BrianKilby.com. Diecast. How do people get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me on Twitter at Diecast2. You can follow me on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast, and you can see all my reviews on tfradio.net/reviews, or if you want to, on the Radio Free Cybertron Roku channel.
Yes. Awesome. Don.
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4, EVR.
Rob.
Sorry. I am on Twitter at Figure Viewers, where I was just talking to Hey Mickey about not particularly liking the Final Fantasy 13 series, and at Rob Flails, where I usually end up talking about video games if I'm going to. Flailthers is my YouTube channel, where I cover Gundam Battle Operation 2. We just finished up a like month-long Zeta Gundam block last week with DJ, which I did get, and is a nice little heavy-duty mobile suit at the upper end of the cost range. If you want to see what's up with Gundam Battle Operation 2, every Thursday morning I post the weekly update. If you like what I'm doing there, patreon.com/flailthroughs. You can throw me a couple of bucks here and there, and I will play your requested round. And, of course, tfradio.net/claylist, where if you feel like getting me something off of Amazon, it will also benefit Brian.
Yes. Cool. Chris.
And by Brian, he means the show. Not yes. Brian personally, because yeah. You know that's yeah, we want to be clear about that. We're not yeah. buying Brian's bizarre like eBay saved searches for him with the Amazon purchases and such. No, we're keeping the show running. We're financing this monstrosity and you know, the toy detective stuff and the news desk and all that nice things.
Yes.
As for my own plugs, playwithphotography.com is where my galleries and articles and such about toy photography and general, you know, toy nonsense goes. I post photos on social media as well, instagram.com/playwithphotography or at playwithphotos on Twitter. I put a few experimental, I guess, photos up in the last few days on those channels, so go take a look at that, I suppose. If you like the work I do and want to help me to do more of it or just show your support, you can contribute to my Patreon for as little as $2 per month at patreon.com/playwithphotos. Personally, you can follow me on Twitter at ChrisRTXV. And if you would like to do a random nice thing for me, I have my Amazon wishlist at tfradio.net/chrislist, which also, you know, keeps me doing news desks and toy detectives and basically on the payroll.
Yes. Very important. Help
it is.
Chris and Rob on the payroll. tfradio.net/Amazon.
We enjoy being on the payroll very much.
Yes. John is at that John D everywhere. John was about to unmute. John, tell us about where you're at everywhere.
Like everywhere. Everywhere.
That includes your Twitch and everything.
All the places.
Like, I want to. So, is it out of the way if I started to use our Twitch? Because I don't have a personal. To use our Twitch to, like, do video games? Do you think people would be upset by that?
No. I think people are upset that. Our Twitter channel isn't just streaming 24/7 content yeah. and content. Oh,
that would be such a logistics issue.
Yeah, like I have too many video games not to be playing them, so I need to Twitch more often. I'll just use our personal. I mean, ours at TF Radio on Twitch.
Yeah,
Rob Springer is at RoboRobSpringer at ZoneBase.org. We are at TF Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/TF Radio, TF Podcast on Instagram. YouTube, Radio Free Cybertron, Roku, Fire TV, probably on Fillings and Teeth. There's about a million ways to get a hold of us. You can find the episode show notes for this at tfradio.net/671. And next week I will be back in my normal office, sans breathing, which will be good for me because this will probably be a pain in my butt to clean up.
I tried to warn you.
Yes. Well,
a little bit after I realized.
Yes.
Meanwhile. Yeah, I was going to say, meanwhile, Don probably just relieved it wasn't him for once.
Yeah, it's Schadenfreude. Don is just like, he's drinking his tea, but that's none of my business. Yep.
Is it a bowl of tea? I haven't been paying attention.
It's a Diet Dr. Thunder.
Oh.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. Anything else we need to cover? No, we love our fans. We love you. Thank you so much. You guys rock. We'll see you next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates.
Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?